A former Dunedin doctor found guilty of killing teenager Amber Rose Rush continues to deny he was the murderer. Vinod Scantha was sentenced in March but has now taken his case to the Court of Appeal. Jonathan Mitchell has been in court.
A jury last year found Scantha guilty of stabbing the 16-year-old in her bed in February 2018. Ms. Rush and Scantha had a heated social media message exchange in the lead-up to her death. She'd threatened to come forward to complain about claims of sexual assault, providing minors with alcohol and offering money for sex. His job as junior doctor at Dunedin Hospital was already on thin ice. He had managed to keep his job after showing up off duty after drinking in 2017 when he treated a patient flushing the woman's IV line. He only saved his employment by lying about the death of his mother. Scantha's legal team, led by Jonathan Eaton QC, continues to argue the death was caused by the Crown's key witness, a friend of Scantha's, who has name suppression. Mr. Eaton says that witness was unreliable.
In his evidence, he described himself as a compulsive liar. There were endless inconsistencies, lies, what he would call exaggeration or adding flavour.
He says Scantha had picked up the witness, a mutual teenage friend, and asked him for directions to Rush's bedroom using a spare key hidden under a statue. Mr. Eaton says the witness knew specific details about the case.
Right from the very initiation of this investigation, the police refused to ever treat him as possibly a suspect. The Crown refused to treat him as a suspect, and the judge at trial refused to countenance any possibility that he was a suspect and therefore somebody with a potential motive to lie.
However, Crown Prosecutor Robin Bates says Scantha was the murderer.
He therefore not only had the knife on him, but he had dark clothing on, had gloves on, and that was evidenced by the smear marks on the house. And there was a more than reasonable inference, given what was going to happen, that the person who was inflicting the wounds would need to wear old clothes.
He says the Crown relied on circumstantial evidence, along with evidence from the witness. Mr. Bates says Scantha knew what he was doing.
The wound, which was essentially one deep cut, which severed two important blood vessels and the windpipe, the person who did that had some knowledge of what was required to both immediately silence Amber Rush and to kill her quickly.
The three Court of Appeal judges have reserved their decision and it will be published at a later date. For Checkpoint, call Jonathan Mitchell, 10-8.